We've known for a long time that veterans are at the greatest risk of killing themselves soon after they leave the military. There is another time of great risk. It's late in life, often decades after their service. Steve Walsh of member station KBPS in San Diego has more.
Robert Nielsen was drafted in 1961. He spent 2 years in the Army and was out before the big deployments to Vietnam. Nielsen never saw combat, but he did suffer another trauma while in uniform, sexual assault.
And the guilt was I wasn't strong enough to overpower the person. Plus, it was a high-ranking person.
Nielsen, now 76 years old, remembers back then standing on a subway platform, watching a speeding train.
And I just figured if I just hold my hands up in the air, I could just let it suck. Somebody shouted, "What are you doing?" And that snapped me out of that trance. But I still didn't seek any help. I just figured, okay, I'll struggle through life.
It would take Nielsen another half century to get help dealing with his military sexual trauma. 3 years ago, Nielsen found himself again contemplating suicide. This time he went to the San Diego VA.
That's what brought me into the emergency room. That wasn't really the first time. 2 months after I got out of the service, I attempted suicide.
All sorts of service-related issues lay dormant only to crop up later in life, says Ron Stark. Stark founded Moving to Zero in San Diego, where he counsels fellow veterans who have contemplated suicide. More than a few are elderly.
You have a bad day at work, you can go home. You have a bad day on a submerged submarine, people die.
Stark retired from the Navy in 1994 after serving aboard a submarine in the Arctic in the 1970s, and again during Desert Storm. Like Nielsen, he never saw combat, but he did suffer from depression most of his life. Stark remembers sitting by the roadside with a pistol, overwhelmed by feelings of inadequacy and contemplating taking his own life.
The military didn't make me who I was. There are so many things about the military that are traumatic just in its daily existence. Everything you do is mostly unsafe. You're constantly at hypervigilance.
As veterans grow older, many take stock of their lives. Stark says for some older veterans, no accomplishment is enough.
We have things about stolen valor, and nobody wants to misrepresent themselves. So I was a Vietnam era. I'm not a Vietnam veteran, okay? I was in Desert Storm, but I wasn't in combat. We're constantly talking about what we're not quite.
So if you're not feeling 100%, maybe it's better to keep it to yourself, in service and long after. Stark describes suicidal feelings as a brief moment of blackness when all other options fade from view. Get past that, and a veteran is likely to survive. Colin Depp, a psychologist with the San Diego VA, says one problem is researchers still don't know who will attempt suicide.
We're not very far ahead in terms of understanding who's out there, who's really likely to take their lives in the next hours, days, months.
Instead, the VA has focused on identifying risk factors for veterans: isolation, previous suicidal thoughts, access to firearms. Older men are also more likely to reject treatment for mental health issues, another big risk factor. So the VA emphasizes getting potentially suicidal vets in the door where they can deploy a range of treatments.
One clear message, though, is for those veterans, it's if they do come here, they do just as well with treatments for mental health problems, for depression, for PTSD.
As part of his own treatment, Robert Nielsen, the vet who was 73 before he sought help himself, is now writing letters of encouragement to fellow veterans who were just beginning treatment as part of a VA program. Pulling out one of the letters, Nielsen explains how he can help a veteran that he'll never meet in person.
What does it mean for somebody to have faith in me? How about that? We open this one. I don't know you, but I have faith in you. You're going to make it.
The letters are just one more nudge to keep veterans away from that dark moment when suicide feels like the only option. For NPR News, I'm Steve Walsh in San Diego.